This is KNBA News. I'm Chirp Krause. The high cost of diesel fuel to power energy grids has led a lot of rural utilities to offset with more renewable energy. The city of Kotzebue has used wind power for decades to supplement its fuel use and is now about to break ground on a brand new solar project. As Wesley Early with Alaska's Energy Desk reports, the project would be the largest in rural Alaska.
Martin Schroyer is the general manager for Kotzebue Electric Association, or KEA, the city's local electric utility. He says renewable energy is nothing new in Kotzebue.
It's been the model since the mid-90s. You know, we were the first wind farm above the Arctic Circle.
The new solar project will take the place of those older turbines, which Schroyer says are much more expensive to upkeep.
They're obsolete, they're hard to get parts, and hard to maintain right now, so the solar will help replace some of that energy they generated.
The 576-kilowatt project will involve the installation of more than 1,400 solar panels in Kotzebue, generating an estimated 700,000 kilowatt-hours of power a year or more. The dual-sided state-of-the-art panels will even be able to capture solar power from light reflected off snow. It will be the largest solar project in rural Alaska and second statewide to the 1.2-megawatt solar farm in Willow. Generating power in rural Alaska is largely driven by diesel fuel, which can be expensive to ship to communities off the road system, like Kotzebue. Schroyer says the city is focused on increasing renewables to keep costs lower. He says while the electric rate for KEA customers would stay the same, they should see a decrease in their fuel cost adjustment. Kotzebue receives a lot more wind annually than sunlight, which is only reliable for about 7 months of the year. Despite that, KEA engineer Matt Bergen says due to the relative installation ease and lower cost of the solar panels, they end up being more cost effective.
The energy output from a 60 kW solar array is going to be less annually than a 60 kW wind turbine for our location. However, the cost for operations and maintenance of the solar array will be quite a bit less than the wind turbine.
The new solar project should make Kotzebue about 50% powered by renewable energy. Bergen says that wind power in Kotzebue isn't going anywhere anytime soon, and KEA will be utilizing a mix of solar and their newer, more powerful 900-kilowatt wind turbines.
Installation of those turbines is rather expensive undertaking, but the amount of energy production and reliability is quite high. We see solar as a way to utilize some of our older wind infrastructure, so we're essentially decommissioning in wind and adding solar.
Alaska Native Renewable Industries, or ANRI, is the general contractor for the solar project. ANRI founder Edwin Beifelt grew up in Huslia and says he always felt disappointed with how projects were built in rural communities.
You know, a lot of times you see contractors come in based in Fairbanks or Anchorage, and it's always kind of challenging because, you know, they come in, they bring in a lot of their own labor, and it was always, you know, kind of tough for me to see that.
ANRI focuses on hiring locals for their installation projects. In a recent project in the village of Hughes, Beifelt says the only people not from the community were himself and his electrical administrator. Construction on the Kotzebue Solar Project is set to begin at the end of February, with a completion date in April. Full disclosure, Matt Bergen, the KEA engineer quoted in the story, serves on KOTZ's Community Advisory Board. For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Wesley Early in Kotzebue.
For KNBA News, I'm Chip Krause.